Hi, everyone. Back here at Dove Valley, we had planned to start this segment recapping what's happened so far in the draft, but we're going to go right to what's happening in Chicago, the fact that the San Diego Chargers saw something they liked. They wanted to move up two spots and jump in front of Houston so they could make a pick at 15, which was previously occupied by the San Francisco 49ers. We are waiting for the pick to be announced by Commissioner Roger Goodell. Let's speculate. We got a few seconds here. You guys were just saying, Phil, maybe they want that running back.
Yeah, well, with Todd Gurley going off the board so early there, maybe they would want to move up, move ahead just a little bit to get a guy like Melvin Gordon, who is clearly the best available running back left on the board. And the reason the Chargers might have to do that is because Ryan Matthews has departed and is now in Philadelphia.
And that would give some protection for, you know, Philip Rivers to be able to diversify their offense a little bit. Another possibility is edge rusher, but I think Melvin Gordon right here might be too good for them to pass up. And, you know, the Chargers, you know, they're another team that thinks they're probably one player away from being able to contend for a Super Bowl, even in a very tough division.
Well, I was going to say, we all thought that maybe the Chargers were going to make a trade. This isn't quite the trade that was building up into the draft.
Right. Maybe they were going to go a whole lot earlier. Right. And it's the first trade so far of this draft for everyone who's charting this and you know, following along at home as they watch the draft and then watch this show on their laptop or mobile phone. You know, is this the player, though, that puts them into that team if it is, in fact, the back, Mace? Is the back that kept him away?
It would help because certainly, you know, Ryan Matthews has had some ups and downs, but he's been inconsistent. And if it is a Melvin Gordon at this spot, I mean, that would give them the kind of bellwether running back they've been looking for a long time. And indeed, it is Melvin Gordon from the University of Wisconsin. So two running backs in the first 15 picks. We haven't seen that in ages.
Two running backs right there. San Diego Chargers decided Mike McCoy, hey, he wants that back. He wants to move up and go get Melvin Gordon. We had planned to come back on right around now just to kind of set up what would eventually be more division picks with San Diego and Kansas City. But here we are. Here's Melvin Gordon, who owned that single-game rushing record for about a week, I think it was, until it was broken a week later, a player that the Broncos are going to have to try and wrap up and get to the ground twice a year, guys. Phil, you look at all of a sudden these players off the board, Amari Cooper to Oakland, Melvin Gordon to San Diego, two impact players that these other teams know will come in. They want them to come in and start. They want them to play. Broncos learning a new defense. Yeah, okay, sure. This does jam a little wedge into the AFC West. Hey, why not? Let's make it more interesting.
Yeah, well, we all know what Melvin Gordon can do. You can see here, you know, he won the Doak Walker Award for the nation's best college running back. So we know that Melvin Gordon is going to be definitely a guy that the Broncos defense will have to contend with. And yeah, like you were saying, the division has added two very explosive offensive players.
And they've fortified their offensive line. And they, you know, over the last few years, Orlando Franklin that they signed back in March from the Broncos, really the final piece of what they've been constructing ever since Mike McCoy got there. And as a result, he's got a good wall to run behind, and that really makes things interesting. He mentioned Amari Cooper going to the Raiders, Melvin Gordon to the Chargers. A lot more firepower in this division now, because then you look at Kansas City as well, adding Jeremy Maclin.
Yep.
Pardon me, in free agency, and you look at these offenses in general, much more explosive than they appeared to be on paper just a couple months ago.